97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews alongside Mark Cox, and we are talking all things firearms, outdoors. It's a great show, and we appreciate you listening. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. They are in De Pere on Manchester Road, just east of 270. And really, if you have never been in that store, I encourage you to go, especially because they have the greatest selection of suppressors, and they can help you get that process going. Check them out at RazorbackArmory.com, or just head to the store and say hey to Jesse and Brad, and tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory. Our next guest on the show, Matt Murray, is an Outdoor Education Center specialist at the J. Henry Shooting Range and Outdoor Education Center for the Missouri Department of Conservation. And this is a welcome guest because the show that we have here is a great megaphone to talk about all things that you guys are doing out there. Matt, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Bo and Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Tell us what you got going on as we get warmer temperatures coming in. You got 12 months of hunting, angling, and shooting. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on with the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got this new program that we started in January. We call it the 12 months of beginning hunting, angling, and shooting in 2024 for St. Louis area. So we've noticed that some of the hardest parts of taking on something new can often be taking that first step. So we've decided to kick off a year of new beginnings in hunting, angling, and shooting, which is a series of free programs throughout 2024 designed to help newcomers get an easy, fun, and safe start on outdoor recreation. So each class is taught by Missouri Department of Conservation experts and tailored to the needs of beginners. So every month, MDC will announce a new set of programs geared specifically to the season at hand. So we will supply all the equipment needed, and we will invite you to sign up for all classes, or just one, or as many as you would like. So pre-registration is required, but the programs are free, and the classes will be held at various MDC sites in St. Louis region, such as the August A. Bush Shooting Range, which is in Defiance, J. Handa Shooting Range, which I'm out of, which is in Eureka. One of the other programs or places we do is the Fishery Hatchery Building in Forest Park in St. Louis. And so those are just some of the common places we have some of these programs. So we're introducing the programs. Some of the programs that we did last month, some of the highlights, we did a women's pheasant hunt. We did a youth pheasant hunt. We did some intro to fly tying, all about trout, some spinning reel maintenance, basics of modern sporting reloading, beginning shotgun, and a bunch of different classes. So we've got a lot going on this month, some of the programs that we're highlighting for this month. So if you're looking to get into hunting, it's one of the great places to start is hunter education. So hunter education is required for any hunter born on or after January 1st, 1967. And there are a few exceptions to that, and that can all be found on our website. There's a couple different options you can take. Hello.
He's teasing you, Matt. He was joking that he just missed that cutoff for hunter education, but he's much older than that. So
I gotcha. So funny. So all right. So yeah, we've got a couple different options. So there's a couple different steps. You can do the first option, which is ages 11 and older, and that is a kind of a hybrid. And so that's a knowledge portion on our website, and then you do a skills session in person. And then if you're 16 or older, you can do an online only course. And so the caveat for the hunter education, we'd use the third party organization that provides all of the materials and the class supplies. So there's a fee associated with that, but the class session is free, and so you can sign up for those. So that's a great place to start if you're wanting to get into hunting. It'll get you the basics of firearms and hunting basics and safety. So we're also doing some intro to turkey hunting at the August A. Bush Shooting Range, and so the intro to turkey hunting will get you the basics of turkey calling, blind placement, when to call, when not to call, and the basics of that. So that's a great one with turkey season coming up.
I do have to say, Matt, as we work our way down this list, I think it's the next one that Bo Matthews will agree that I should attend. So go ahead.
Hey, now. What are we talking about?
The deer scouting?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Nope. You know, you find them on your roads just fine, buddy. You're fine there.
So the deer scouting is a good one. It'll get you to pick up on the signs of deer, where to place your blind, where your tree stand. The interesting part about this class is it's not necessarily focused on just hunters. So if you're interested in photography or wildlife viewing or just enjoying some time out in nature, this can also be a good one for you, just to kind of get more in touch and see that the deer signs and just kind of be, you know, get better photos or whatever. So that's kind of an interesting part of that.
Yeah, we joke around here that Mark is an old Indian word for bad hunter, because I go deer hunting a lot. I don't often bring back a whole lot of deer, particularly the big ones that I've been looking for.
You are a good pheasant hunter.
I'm a good pheasant hunter. Maybe that's the one I'll look at. I wanted to get back to that for a minute, Matt, because you mentioned you did the women's pheasant hunt, the youth pheasant hunt. How do you do those? Like, because I know when I go pheasant hunting locally, it's usually to like Wild Boar Creek out in Herman, or maybe Will Noor, where you do a staged hunt. Basically, you buy the birds and they take them into the field and set them out for you, and then you hunt with the dog. So when you do those, how do you do them?
Correct. Yeah, that's it's more of the stage hunt. So we do have sort of a set course. These two, I believe they were out at August A. Bush, and they do kind of a stage hunt. So they have a set course that you'll walk through. They have different areas, so you pay for the bird, or we pay for the birds, actually. And then we teach you the basics of pheasant hunting, and we get you some trap shooting experience before, and then we take you out there and you know a general area where it's going to be, and then from there we kind of let you do your thing and have your experience, and then from there we'll help you clean it and let you know how to, if you're wanting to keep those feathers, so what to do to preserve some of those feathers, things like that. So we kind of walk you through the start to finish in that program.
You know, I think the a lot of people don't realize what a great resource that the Missouri Department of Conservation is, whether it's hunting or just outdoor activities. If you get the magazine, that's always a great bump. But usually people that you talk to that, you know, maybe just moved to the country, maybe just got a couple of acres, you need to look into the Missouri Department of Conservation at their website and see all. I mean, listen to what Matt's talking about. There's so much, and it's great experiences, some of it outdoors, a lot of it outdoors. This is just a great opportunity to take advantage of what they offer. Don't you agree, Mark?
Oh, no, I would agree completely. In fact, Jay Hinges, where you are down there, Matt, my son for I think 3 or 4 years competed on Team Hinges, the trap shooting club that operates out of the Jay Hinges
That's so
shooting
cool.
range. And I mean, what a fantastic experience for him. He was, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 when he started, and it's safety first. That's what they drill into these kids' heads. But you've got you know, 9-10 year old kids out there learning to shoot trap with a shotgun, always safe. They're out there on Saturday morning starting in January when it's freezing. It builds character. I just can't say enough about all that particular program at Hinges.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great program. We enjoy having them. They've started up their season already, so Saturday mornings they're coming in early. And you know, they're right there at opening gate and willing and ready to set up and get things rolling. So,
is this is this the first time you've guys put together a year long calendar like this? Because that's a lot of moving parts to organize. It's like herding cats.
Yeah. So in recent years, yes, I believe this is the first time we've done this. So, but we're trying to really kind of follow through with that start to finish and try and do a really full, comprehensive program to where, you know, you feel empowered, to where you can go out and kind of remove those barriers, to where you can go out and feel like I can actually do this on my own. And so we want to be able to get people out there and to do that.
Well, let's talk quickly about the fly fishing that you got coming up. That's going to be in March as well. It looks like March 16th. I'm going salmon fishing, and they basically effectively fly fish for the salmon up there in Alaska. And I know a lot of people love to fish for trout. Tell people what that involves if they're interested in learning more about fly fishing.
Sure. So the fly fishing program is on March 16th. We'll be meeting at August A. Bush Memorial area from 9 to noon. And so we kind of start from the basics. So we work on fishing rod terminology, talk about the different parts of the fly rod, reel, line weight, different tapers, all that stuff. So, you hear a lot of, if you kind of go and hear the fly shop talk, it kind of seems intimidating, but we kind of break that down to where it's a lot more approachable and a lot more attainable. And so we have all the fly rods, we have flies, and we'll practice casting, which is a lot of hang-ups that people get is with their casting. And so we try and make it as simple as possible and break it down so, again, it is as attainable as possible. And then once you kind of feel comfortable doing some casting, we're at one of our educational lakes at Bush, and we hop on in and throw a fly out there.
That's fantastic. My biggest challenge, I almost hate to, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this.
Do it.
My biggest challenge with fly fishing these days.
Yeah, do it.
I went to Glacier National Park last summer. I took my fly rod.
The open water.
I had my waders on. I was out there. I was casting. And, of course, I snagged my fly. I snagged my fly on a tree, broke the line, and I had forgotten my glasses back in the car, and could not get the line through the eye of that little fly without my glasses. I was blind.
Uh-huh.
So they're just one of the many things they probably teach you fly fishing day, that if you can't see up close, take your glasses, because those
Bring
flies are really small.
Now Matt has lesson number one.
Yeah. If you use glasses, be sure you take them, because that was certainly a big challenge. Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, that sounds like a fantastic program. I hope we've been able to give people sort of some insight on it here. And I guess the easiest thing to do for anybody who wants to sign up is just go to the website, right?
Correct. So to sign up or just to even see what programs are available, you can go to MDC, so as in Missouri Department of Conservation, so mdc.mo.gov/events. Or if you just go to the Missouri Department of Conservation's main webpage, in the top right-hand corner, there's an events tab. You can click on that, and that'll take you to the main page. There's also a link to the hunter education skills courses that you can pick from. You can see all of the programs that are posted throughout the state, and then you can verify where you're at within the state and narrow it down to your region. But there are some pretty good ones that are worth traveling for, so keep an eye out for some of those, because sometimes around the state it's worth going a little bit for.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, Matt Murray, we certainly appreciate your time. Missouri Department of Conservation out there at Jay Hinges. He's an education center specialist. Have a great summer, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Hopefully we'll see you out there.
All right. We appreciate that. Yeah, that's Bo, all kinds of things. I can learn to see my flies and tie them and all that stuff right there.
just remember your cheaters. You'll be fine.
I was so mad. I was knee deep in a beautiful river wanting to cast my fly rod, and I couldn't get the tie fly the fly tied because
were you
I
done?
Couldn't see it.
Were you just done? You just got out of there and went home?
No, I had to change to a bigger fly, which is not good because the fish feed on certain types of flies at certain times of the year, and I had bigger flies with me, but it wasn't the little tsetse looking fly that I was supposed to be fishing with at the moment, so that was a little embarrassing, I'll have to say.
Well, and you told it all about us on the radio.
That's
world.
Okay, man, we're keeping it real. That's what we do.
I think the coolest thing about the conservation department is they find the most patient people in the world to deal with all these first time experiences. I mean, people don't know a thing about, hunting or shooting or what. That's just crazy. Anyway, hats off to them for all they do.
Amen. Hey, that does it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
All right, buddy. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you, boys.
At 971talk.com.